Live from NPR News, I'm Shay Stevens. President Biden has signed three more executive orders to reverse his predecessor's immigration policies, including family separations at the southern U.S. border. Biden says he's creating a task force that'll focus on reuniting those families.
We're going to work to undo the moral and national shame of the previous administration that literally, not figuratively, ripped children from the arms of their families, their mothers and fathers at the border, and with no plan, none whatsoever, to reunify the children who are still in custody and their parents.
Biden has signed nine executive actions on immigration since taking office 2 weeks ago. The U.S. Senate has confirmed former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg to serve as U.S. Transportation Secretary. NPR's David Schaefer has more.
Pete Buttigieg will be taking the wheel at a transportation department with 55,000 employees and a budget of tens of billions of dollars. He will oversee federal highways, railways, pipelines, transit, and air travel. And Buttigieg is expected to play a key role in the Biden administration's efforts to reduce greenhouse gases, as transportation, including car, truck, bus, train, and plane exhaust, is now the country's leading single source of carbon emissions. He will also be tasked with taking a lead role in pushing a major infrastructure spending plan through Congress. The 39-year-old Buttigieg is the youngest member of Biden's cabinet. David Schaefer, NPR News.
The Senate has also confirmed Alejandro Mayorkas as Homeland Security Secretary. Mayorkas will play a key role in the government's response to a number of issues, including domestic extremism and cyber attacks linked to Russia. The Biden administration is preparing to expand access to COVID-19 vaccines. 1 million doses are to be sent to 6,500 pharmacies starting next week. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says it'll increase state supplies and allow his state to expand the list of people who are eligible to be vaccinated. More from NPR's Sally Herships.
Taxi drivers and workers at restaurants and facilities for the developmentally disabled may now be eligible to receive shots. Governor Cuomo says local officials can expand the list of who's eligible as long as they meet existing federal guidelines for distribution.
Some localities have already done a large percentage of their police, their fire, their teachers. And they do have flexibility.
Cuomo said New York State will also test targeting neighborhoods with high positivity rates. As a dry run, a mass vaccination event will be held at Yankee Stadium, only open to residents of the Bronx. Sally Herships, NPR News.
The remains of U.S. Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick lie in honor at the U.S. Capitol. Sicknick was fatally injured in last month's insurrection. You're listening to NPR News. Two FBI agents were killed and three others were wounded in a shooting Tuesday morning at an apartment in Sunrise, Florida. Authorities say the suspect apparently took his own life. George Pirro of the FBI Miami field office says the gunman opened fire as agents tried to serve a search warrant in a child pornography investigation. Jeff Bezos says he's stepping down as Amazon CEO later this year. As NPR Shannon Bond reports, Bezos will be replaced by the head of Amazon's cloud division.
Jeff Bezos is handing over the reins after 27 years in charge of the company he founded. In that time, he's turned Amazon from an online bookstore into a retail, logistics, and tech powerhouse and become one of the world's richest people. Amazon is among NPR's financial supporters. Bezos says he will remain Amazon's executive chairman and focus on his passion projects, including philanthropy, his rocket company, Blue Origin, and the Washington Post newspaper, which he owns. He said in a statement, it's a, quote, optimal time to hand over the business. His successor, Andy Jassy, has led Amazon's cloud computing business since it was created in 2006. Jassy has turned the unit into the company's biggest profit center. Shannon Bond, NPR News.
Tesla has agreed to recall about 135,000 vehicles to fix a defect in its touch screens. The problem can disable the backup cameras and cause the windshield defrosters to malfunction. The recall covers certain sedans and SUVs from the 2012 through 2018 model years. It comes weeks after regulators threatened to take the electric car maker to court. This is NPR.
Support for NPR.